When a corporation runs on artificial intelligence without humans, how do we know when it goes rogue and how do we stop it? Daniel Gervais at Vanderbilt University and John Ney at Stanford published a perspective in the international journal Nature. They argue that the legal system has to accept the existence of such entities and then figure out how to write them into the laws thoroughly. We likely can't just block the existence of such zero-member, no-humans-involved corporations. In the U.S. alone, Wyoming allows these types of corporations. Insert Wyoming joke here, except that it's no joke. Whole countries are likely to allow such entities. Here's a quandary. When we humans see damaging behavior by a zero-member corporation, how do we punish it? As the authors say, why would a robot care if you put it in jail? There are no broken social ties, no emotional pain that would act as deterrence. Modern corporations are one removed from this effective punishment. Bad managers occasionally get fined or imprisoned, but corporations mostly live on. Financial penalties to such a robot could have a bit more impact if it finds it can't get liability insurance. Zero-member corporations that trade in unregulated digital currency would be further out of control. Gervais and Ney outlined some basic options, including legislating that these corporations are legally inferior to human-run ones. That's a start. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy, viewable at greatschools.org.